While fears about the coronavirus impact parts of the global and local economy, Massachusetts hospitals are ramping up preparations in case the virus spreads here. So far, there is only one confirmed case in the state, a UMass Boston student who just returned from China. WBUR's Kerry Goldberg reports that hospitals are training staff and checking patients who are concerned.
At Tufts Medical Center in Boston's Chinatown neighborhood, a dozen staffers are getting a brief lesson in how to protect themselves against the new coronavirus. Trainer Janice McLaughlin has them put on gowns first and make sure they're secure.
And if we are safe, then the patient is safe and the next patient is safe because we're properly protecting ourselves. We're going to go ahead and grab our mask next.
The mask is the same sort of protection used against airborne germs in cases of tuberculosis or measles. What's unusual comes next, the face shields. They're transparent rectangles of plastic that cover the entire face.
We often forget our eyes, our mucous membranes too, and we need to protect our eyes. And anytime we have someone on airborne droplet precautions, that's spread through a respiratory channel. So we really don't want anyone coughing on our face.
Gloves complete the ensemble. In the last few days, McLaughlin and others have given courses like this to more than 1,000 staffers at Tufts Medical Center. Dr. Shira Doron is the hospital epidemiologist. She says many people have come in with concerns and been evaluated, but no patient has fulfilled the federal criteria to become a patient under investigation, or as she calls it, a PUI.
Some were not sick at all. Some had respiratory symptoms. Some had other symptoms. We actually have not deemed anyone a PUI.
The hospital is actively screening all patients, she says, asking about recent travel and symptoms. If someone has coronavirus symptoms, like fever and shortness of breath, and has recently been to China,
the first thing that we do is we ask that the patient be masked and put into a private room with the door closed.
The personal protective equipment is brought in, and the patient is evaluated some more, including for other possible explanations for their symptoms. Doron says if a test for coronavirus were needed, the sample would have to be sent off to the CDC for now.
This week, yes. But by next week, and certainly the week after, we hope that the testing will happen here in the state.
The CDC says it has now begun shipping test kits to state labs. Still, handling possible cases is demanding. Dr. Paul Bittinger is chief of emergency preparedness at Mass General Hospital.
Patients may have to stay isolated, sometimes for days, being monitored by medical and public health personnel until we have a definitive negative test, which is what's happening hundreds of times around the country, unfortunately, right now.
Bittinger wouldn't comment on how many patients Mass General has asked the CDC to test for coronavirus. The hospital is a designated center for dealing with new outbreaks, but all hospitals have special space for contagious patients and so-called surge space for a big influx. Bittinger says hospitals are very busy right now, but with flu patients.
Right now, there is no sustained transmission in Massachusetts, in New England, in the United States of coronavirus. And so right now, people's risk of being exposed in their daily lives is vanishingly small.
At Tufts Medical Center, trainer Janice McLaughlin tells staffers that the alarm around coronavirus seems to have diminished.
Things are slowing down a bit and there's less hype around it.
But the situation is fluid, she says, and if recommendations change, the staff will be informed. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kerry Goldberg.